God, I don't believe it.
What's the matter? Who's on the phone?
Ada!
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Give it to me. Hello?
Thompson, is that you, dear?
Yeah. Is that you, Ada?
Yes, dear. What happened to Karen?
She's just serving a customer. Can you hold on a moment? Karen, get Bigby. Tell him to trace this call. Hi, Edith. Sorry about that.
That's all right, dear. I was just wondering if Clive Moody was there. He hasn't been in to pick up his groceries, dear.
Oh, that's odd. I saw him earlier. He must be here somewhere.
I really need to talk to him.
Well, we're looking for him now. I'll just check. Don't hang up. How's it going? Can you trace it?
You have to keep her on the line.
Oh, she wants Clive. What do I talk about?
Ask her about diabetes.
Karen's just looking for Clive upstairs, Edith. How's your diabetes?
Fine, dear. I've got it under control.
Well, that's good to hear. Janine and Sadie were real worried about you.
That's nice, dear. Have you found Clive yet?
Not yet, but we're still trying.
Never mind. I'll ring back.
No, don't go.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, Edith, here's Clive now. Edith. Oh, she hung up.
Bugger.
So you didn't get it?
Oh, I'm afraid not. Look, I'll set up a 24-hour monitoring system on this line. If she calls back, we'll get her.
That was so freaky.
It was pretty weird.
Oh, did it sound like anyone you know?
Yes, Edith.
Well, could you tell who was really making the call?
I've no idea.
Beats me.
Well, it has to be somebody, you know.
You mind if I turn your music down?
Yeah, I do.
We need to talk.
What fool?
You have every right to be angry with me.
I don't need your blessing to be angry.
Don't push it, boy. We're still blood, we're still whānau. You may not like what I do, but I would never hurt you.
Yeah, but you did. You lied to me, Uncle. I always trusted you without question.
You were so young when you started asking about your parents. I just couldn't find the words to explain how they died.
You don't know what it feels like.
Oh, yes, I do. My parents died the same way.
Mate Māori. Spiritual sickness.
I found out when I was 5.
So why couldn't you tell me when I was 5?
I thought it would be easier to tell you when you were older. And then it just became too difficult.
So why do we have to go to Kau Kau anyway?
I don't think Queenie's well. I can feel her pain.
Why didn't you just call her?
Because she's calling me. I think it's time to say farewell.
Karen, sit down. I'll work the bar.
Okay. I'll have one of your quadruple scotches.
It's 11:30 a.m.
I don't care. It's obviously my day for spirits.
Well, sip it slowly. Maybe Edith's not dead.
No, Thompson. No, I cleaned up the blood. Hi, guys.
Oh, I feel like an idiot.
What happened?
I went to see Edith.
Oh, Janine.
I have to ask you something, Janine. Is there any way that Edith could still be alive?
Oh, don't be so bloody stupid.
Yeah, well, how about this? Could you use a diabetic syringe to inject an air bubble into someone's vein?
Well, why would you want to do that?
To kill someone.
Are you two nuts?
I just want to know if it's possible.
No. Diabetic needles are intradermal. You inject them into the skin. To hit a major vein or artery, you'd have to smash it in so hard you'd leave a bruise the size of Lake Taupo.
That's that theory down the tubes.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.